This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Ryan Kwan. First name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Last name is Kwan, K-U-A-N. Date of birth 3/3/1995. This letter is being written to Dr. Ann Toe. First name is Ann, A-N. Last name is Toe, T-O, Toe. Address 87 North 6th Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Telephone number 408-279-1180, fax number 408-279-6745. Dear Dr. Ann Toe, A-N-T-O, Toe, thank you for asking me to see this 28-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. I saw him in August of 2017 for shellfish allergy, and ever since then he has been doing well, except for a reaction that occurred not too long ago while he was in San Diego, period. Briefly, he was in a conference in 2022 in San Diego and had some food prepared there which contained swordfish and some other foods, and he developed a reaction manifested by erythema of face with low-grade angioedema and fatigue and some shortness of breath and exhaustion, period. There was no throat tightness or diarrhea or any other significant symptoms, period. There was no glossal edema, G-L-O-S-S-A-L, glossal edema. He took Benadryl and improved in 1 to 2 days, period. As we know, he has a history of shellfish allergy, and he believes the new food consumed today, which is consumed on the day of reaction, is swordfish, might be responsible for this reaction, period. There is history of minor asthma and allergies, which are in decent control, period. He had his shellfish allergy was diagnosed almost 10 to 15 years ago, and ever since then he avoids it, but still likes to eat in small amounts, and that certainly gives him nausea, period. I recommended to him that he should completely avoid any shellfish because an allergic reaction can be rather unpredictable, period. Examination was completely normal, period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. He was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. We did some RAS testing for swordfish, and that was completely normal, period. I believe his reaction is possibly due to shellfish, and that might have contaminated the cooking procedure where he was served with the food in the restaurant, period. However, he should avoid shellfish completely and perhaps not eat swordfish as well, period. My final diagnosis, number one, history of minor rhinitis and asthma. Number two, history of shellfish allergy. Number three, no evidence of any positive IgE reaction to swordfish, thus eliminating any significant possibility of swordfish allergy, period. My treatment plan, number one, avoid shellfish. Number two, make sure, I told him to make sure that if he eats outside, then he should notify the kitchen that prepare the food without any swordfish, without any shellfish in the shellfish on the pan. Number three, in case of a major reaction, use EpiPen. Number four, a second dose of EpiPen can be given in 5 to 15 minutes. Number five, call 911 or go to emergency room in case of a significant reaction. Number eight, make sure EpiPen is renewed every year. Number nine, I recommended him to see every now and then YouTube video of EpiPen and familiarize himself with the use of EpiPen, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. I've asked him to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Ryan Kwan.